Hugs from Heaven with Moira Brown, an exclusive presentation of Faith Strong Today.
As a lover of history and most things royal, I was cheering for the King's Speech in 2011, the movie about George VI, which won the Oscar for Best Picture at the 83rd Academy Awards. It took three more of the 12 nominations. The backstory is a heartwarming tribute to perseverance and loving moms. For 73-year-old David Seidler, who wrote the award-winning original screenplay, it was the journey of a lifetime. He had stuttered terribly as a child, much like King George VI. David's parents had encouraged him to listen to the King's radio broadcasts during World War II because the monarch had overcome his own painful stammer. In 1981, Seidler had asked the Queen Mum for permission to tell the story of her husband's speech challenge and his relationship with the little-known Australian-born therapist, Lionel Logue, who helped Bertie find his voice. "Not during my lifetime," was her written response. "The memory of those events is still too painful." David Seidler honored the Queen Mum's request, never imagining that she would live to almost 102. Nevertheless, he held on to his dream of honoring the triumph of his boyhood hero, King George, and also encouraging everyone with a speech impediment. Mr. Seidler wrote the story as a film in 2005, but at the suggestion of his wife, he rewrote it as a stage play. Australian Meredith Hooper was in the London audience for a 2008 performance and immediately contacted her film director's son, Tom Hooper, to say, "I think I've found your next film." With his mum smiling proudly in the audience, Hooper accepted the Oscar for Best Director, saying, "The moral of the story is, listen to your mother. God save our gracious moms, and thank you, Lord, for all their hugs from heaven." I'm Moira Brown.
2 days, one stage, and you, part of 20,000 strong, united for the kingdom. Calling all Christians far and wide to join the movement to unite in faith at No Greater Love, Canada's largest Christian music festival, August 13th and 14th, only 30 minutes west of Calgary in Morley, Alberta. Celebrating faith through music with the Rocky Mountains as the backdrop. Camp along the Bow River and worship with artists like Michael W. Smith, Building 429, Switchfoot, Blanca, Dan Bremnes, Love and the Outcome, 10th Avenue North, 7th Time Down, Sanctus Real, Becca Shea, and many more. Come experience the West. Reignite your faith. It's time to join together, united. Visit nogreaterlove.ca and get your tickets now. That's nogreaterlove.ca.